Are you being who you were meant to be? That may seem like a tall order, but when you know how to be that person, it will bring you some of the most great happiness and joy. And it's something you'll learn about today on the Be Do Concept podcast.
Go out and be the person you were meant to be, and then go D-O, do the things that you were meant to do. It's up to Y-O-U what you will be and do, and it's in everything you be and do that makes you you.
Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept podcast. Thanks for listening. Today's podcast is about being able to be who you were meant to be. This is number 31 on the podcast, where I share the two different ways of thinking that can really help you in being who you were meant to be and doing what you were meant to do. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is about a spectrum between two opposite ways of thinking. I call these be thinking and do thinking. Everyone naturally thinks somewhere on the spectrum between the two, but thinking is something you can always control and change. And so to learn new ways of thinking can help you resolve problems, learn how to get through situations and trials, and really help you in being who you were meant to be and doing what you were meant to do. Before I go too far in the podcast, let me give my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, therapist, or any kind of psychologist. What I've learned has come from my own personal experience and study, and it's been very helpful to me, but please check with a licensed therapist or doctor or any kind of credentialed professional before you make any important life-changing decisions. So with that out of the way, let's get started. Being who you were meant to be, what does that even mean? As a do thinker, being who I felt meant to be meant doing what I felt like I wanted to be doing. If you're a be thinker, then you'll probably think of it more as being who you were wanting to be. But I remember the first time I really saw someone that to me fit that definition, and that was Kirk Duncan. He is a life coach, a speaker. He changes lives on the stage. He was doing big events at the time, and I just remember thinking, as I watched him up there, that he was born to do what he was doing. He just looked so comfortable and confident on the stage. He was killing it. And I just really thought, wow, he is doing what he was meant to do. And at the same time, I just kept thinking, that is what I want to be doing too. I want to be up on the stage and I want to be sharing these things that I've learned, because that's what I was feeling God wanted me to do. I remember my very first musical fireside that I ever did. I wasn't singing my own songs, but it was a presentation of Kenneth Cope's Women at the Well program. And I was asked to sing the very first opening song. And as I stood up in front of the microphone and I saw all those people looking at me, I was surprised how comfortable I felt. It actually felt like I was at home, like I'd almost had a deja vu kind of feeling, like I'd done this before, and it just felt like I was being who I was meant to be. I felt like I was doing exactly what I was supposed to be doing at that time, and it was just an amazing feeling. Well, this last Thursday, I again was feeling like I was being who I was meant to be. I did get to do a fireside singing my own songs and being able to share a lot of the stories behind them. And it's something I just love to do, helping people to feel hope and encouraged. It was so much fun, and I really felt like I was being who I was meant to be and doing what I was meant to do. And when you're feeling that way, it just feels like there's a purpose for what you're doing and you're living that purpose. I had a friend afterwards text me and he said, "It was so fun to see you in your element." And I think that's just another way of saying it. He could tell that I was loving what I did and hopefully I did a good job. But to me, I was just being that person that I've always wanted to be. It was just fun. And it's amazing the feeling that comes when you're able to be who you feel meant to be. I think a lot of people get stuck sometimes when they don't feel they can be who they want to be because of other people or because of their situation or because of where they are in life. But being who you were meant to be is something that you can always do or be, however it is that you think about it. And it's important not to think that you can't be. I think sometimes people think that in order to be who they were meant to be, they'd have to be a different person than they actually are. But that's not true at all. And what I'd like to share, and the hope that I will hope makes a difference for you, is that people don't have to be anything different than who they are. It just means embracing who you are and making a difference with who you are. Now, that may seem hard, but let me explain why I think that's possible for anyone. I have always been inspired by people that go through hard things, that I see pushing forward and doing their best despite those hard things that they go through. In fact, the harder the things people go through, the more inspiring they are to me when they just keep pushing forward. I remember wanting to be an inspirational person. I felt that in my heart, that it was something God wanted me to be and who I wanted to be. And so I started studying inspirational people. I loved learning about Meg Johnson and how she had accidentally jumped off a cliff and became a quadriplegic. And of course, that wasn't the part that inspired me, but what inspired me was that even though she couldn't walk, she couldn't do so many things, she had decided to use her life to speak and to make a difference and to help people know that they can keep on rolling with whatever happens. Her smile just lights up the room. I really do still love Meg Johnson, and I'm so inspired by her. I was also following a different lady at the time. Her name is Stephanie Nielsen, and she had been in an airplane accident and had been burned over 80% of her body. And she also was just so amazing as I watched her dealing with such a hard thing, but continuing forward and just trying to be the best mom she could be. And I just started noticing as I started studying all these people that made a difference and that really inspired me, that the common thread in all of them was that they'd all been through awful, horrible things. And so for a while I was like, okay, never mind. I don't want to be an inspirational person, because I was afraid that that meant something terrible was going to have to happen to me in order to be inspirational. Since then, I've learned that you don't have to have terrible, awful things happen to you. The normal things in life are enough. While some people's hardships are a little bit more visual to other people, as we are not afraid to share our lives with people and we're able to keep moving forward, doing our best, that is all we need. When I know someone is going through something hard and I can see them just smile, I can see that they're trying. It inspires me. And when people decide to do even more with those hard things in their life, for example, when people that have been abused stand up for abused children in the world, I've seen people who are fighting against corruption in the government. I've seen people that just make some of those hard things into their purpose and in their mission. That inspires me, and it makes me feel like they are being who they were meant to be. It's those hard things in their life that actually made them stronger, gave them the strength that they need to become the person that they are and making the difference that they are. I know that I could not have become the person that I am without those hard things that I've been through. It wasn't hugely visible, and not everybody knew about some of those hard experiences I'd been through. But it's because of them that I've developed the strength and the knowledge and the skills to be able to help other people going through the same things. And that's what you have the ability to do as you just go through life and you learn and you go through something and you share that information with someone, or you just are loving or kind to other people. That kindness makes a difference. You get to decide what happens as a result of who you want to be and the kind of person you want to be. And when those hard things happen, they don't keep you from being who you were meant to be. Sometimes those are what gives you the purpose and the reasons that help you to be who you were meant to be. It's just really important not to give up, to keep moving forward, even if that means just getting to tomorrow. And I have been there, so I understand how hard that can be. But pushing forward and making it through and not giving up is going to make such a difference in being able to be that person that you are meant to be. I've also learned that if you're doing all you can and people know what you're going through, and that's sometimes important just to tell people what you're going through, people want to help, and accepting that help is also, I think, a sign of strength, and it can help you in becoming who you were meant to be. It almost makes some of those hard things worthwhile when you're able to get through them and you get to the other side of it, to be able to look back and say, wow, I got through that. And then when you see someone else that's going through something similar, you know that you have the empathy for them, but you also have ideas and thoughts and inspiration that might be helpful to them. And I think that's when you're also being who you were meant to be. I look at it as a choice of how you want to live your life. And as you're going through life, you can just decide to give up, or you can make something good out of it. And I know that's not easy. But as you keep moving forward to get through the hard, there is always good that can come of it. I can't tell you how many times during my trials and the hard things I've been through, I had to just keep saying, you just got to get through the yuck to get to the good. That was kind of my mantra that I would say. I've just got to get through the yuck to get to the good. I would say that all the time, to get through the yucky stuff, because we do have to get through a lot of yuck. But at the end of it, there usually really is something good. You've developed knowledge or strength or power that you can use then for the rest of your life. And showing that strength and being a help to other people going through other things, I think, is another way to just be who you were meant to be. I really hope that some of this has been encouraging to you. I really wish we all had someone whispering, you can do this, and you've just got to get through the yuck to get to the good. It's why I love mentoring. I love writing songs, because sometimes I just need that song playing in my mind. And I love to write those songs for people so that it can help them get through that yuck. But when you focus on being who you were meant to be and keeping that perspective, that there is always something to learn, and every time you're able to overcome the hard, you're gonna feel stronger, you're gonna feel happier, you're gonna get something that you will have for the rest of your life. If you'd like some extra coaching or mentoring above the podcast, please visit my website at lindykirby.com. And if you know someone that's going through something hard, I really hope you'll share this podcast with them, because it might be just the thing that can encourage them forward to just taking that next step to tomorrow. So please do share it, especially if you're feeling someone's name come into your mind right now. So again, thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk with you again next week on the Be Do Concept podcast.
It's up to you what you will be and do, and it's in everything you